to this week's edition of Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio, hosted by Deacon Steve Greco of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. For the next hour, join Deacon Steve and his guests as they share their testimonies, love of their Catholic faith, and the importance of the Holy Spirit in all our lives. Now, here's Deacon Steve.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, high atop the Tower of Hope in beautiful Christ Cathedral, and I feel like I've won the lottery, better than winning the lottery, because we have with us someone who I've heard so much about, and she is Linda Ruff, on the Executive Committee of Relevant Radio and Chief Advancement Officer. Welcome to the show, Linda.
Thank you, Steve. It's such a pleasure to be here.
Well, it's amazing that you're here, and you've done so many incredible things in your life. What we're going to talk about today is spreading the good news and spreading the good news of Jesus Christ. And for Catholics, when we hear, well, the word evangelization, we start cringing or the hairs in the back of our neck come up and go, oh, that's not me. You know, someone says the definition of evangelization is someone who's not me. But we all like to tell people good news. Wouldn't you say that that's really something that we do within who we are as people?
Absolutely, Steve. I think that's probably the mission of Relevant Radio, to spread the good news. And every time I think about what Jesus has asked each of us to do, that's what I think of. We've all been commissioned. They say the Great Commission, go preach the gospel to all nations. And I think at Relevant Radio, we really take that seriously. And I encourage all of our listeners to think about that. You know, how are you spreading the gospel in your daily life? How are you spreading the good news? And I think you and I were talking earlier about your heart burning in you. And I think the gospel a couple of days ago was the road to Emmaus. And sometimes we don't even quite get it. But I think our Lord is always sort of knocking on our hearts and saying, you know, what are you doing to teach people about me? How are you modeling that love of Christ to others? And that's what I think Relevant Radio is all about. It's really getting people to know, love, and serve Jesus Christ. And that's what we're about.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Empowered by the Spirit here, and we're so blessed to have Linda Ruff with us, who's part of the Executive Committee and Chief Advancement Officer for Relevant Radio. And we're talking about spreading the good news. I have to share with you, I love to give talks to whoever it might be, but we bless and pray over children once a year at SCRC, Southern California Renewal Conference, on Saturday. And there was this little girl, one of 150, that my wife and I prayed over. And the next day, this is on a Saturday, on a Sunday, we're walking across the arena. I'm getting ready to do a show or a talk, rather. And the mother and the daughter come running up to me, and the mother flags me down and says, Deacon, my daughter is so excited. She really has an important question to ask you. And so this little 7-year-old, you know, her eyes dilated and she's so excited, and she looks at me and she says, Deacon, did I receive the Holy Spirit at baptism? Wow.
Pretty
fantastic.
Deep question.
Yeah. Catechesis is working, right? But then, Linda, she asked me the question, which I think is at the very core of Relevant Radio, at the very core of what we do. 7 years old, her eyes dilated. She kind of tilted her head. She looked at me and she said, well, Deacon, if I received the Holy Spirit at baptism, why is he hiding? Mm-hmm. Why is he hiding? My brothers and sisters, is the Holy Spirit alive in your life? Are you filled with the Holy Spirit? Do you understand that Jesus called you? John 15:16, it's not you who called me, but I who called you and appointed you to bear fruit. Think about where we are right now. And of course, we have Bishop Barron out here in the West Coast, and he talks about for every one Catholic coming in the church, 7 are leaving. The statistics with young adults are pretty amazing in the negative side. And there's so much that Relevant Radio and media can do to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to people. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I 100% agree with you that there's a lot media can do. And I think if you look at the secular culture, you can say, you know, look how fast the secular media has changed the way we think about family and marriage and even gender. And those are important topics. So one thing that a statistic that I think your listeners might find interesting is if you're a nun, somebody that doesn't identify with any faith, or maybe I think one of the fastest growing religions now are ex-Catholics.
Yeah,
you know, people that have left the faith and they lack direction. And what we've discovered through surveys at Relevant Radio is that if you were a nun where you didn't identify with your Catholic faith anymore and you start listening to Relevant Radio and wonderful shows like Deacon Steve's show, you come back to the faith. Our surveys tell us if you were a nun and you start listening, 35% of those people have returned to the faith. So, yes, we are losing people, but we also are gaining people back.
And there's tremendous hope.
So much hope.
And it's so incredible to be part of the Relevant family and to spread the good news and to spread hope. Because wherever we go in the United States and in foreign countries, people want to know that they're loved. And they want to know that their future is bright. With Jesus, my brothers and sisters, your future is incredibly bright. Remember what Jesus told us, "Behold, I make all things new." And speaking of new, Relevant Radio is pretty new as it relates to the mergers and just the spreading of stations and so forth. And tell us about what's been going on. It's pretty amazing.
It's really exciting. And we're so excited to be on the West Coast and to have merged with Immaculate Heart Radio. So we're coast to coast, Maui to Maine. And we can
That's
reach...
catchy, by the way.
Maui to Maine.
I love
great.
That. Can we start in Maui, by the way?
I know. Everybody. I'm from Chicago where it's cold and snowy, so everyone's like, hey, I'll take that little event over in Maui. That'd be cool.
Right.
But no, we're really excited to be on the West Coast and coast to coast, and we can really have an impact. You know, Relevant Radio can reach 140 million listeners, and I sometimes think, what if they were all listening? What if everyone started living their Catholic faith? What if everyone cared about the love and was seeking Jesus in their everyday life? How much kinder we would be to each other, how much we would care about each other, how much hope we would have, Steve, like what you were just talking about. So I'm a mom. I have 6 young adult children.
Wow.
Yeah.
God bless you. What a great Catholic of the year.
Well, I don't know about that, but as a mom, you know, when you challenged me, you know, like, why are you involved with Relevant Radio? And I really do feel that I was personally called to this mission. And I think every Catholic, if they seek their inner soul, is going to feel Jesus knocking on the door and saying, what are you doing? But I think the main reason that I got involved with Relevant Radio is because I want my children and my friends and the whole body of Christ to be happy. And I know that if you're seeking happiness in this world, you're going to be left wanting. And I think Bishop Barron always talks about, you know, I think he calls it the wheel of fortune, and how we're all pulled, and we're pulled to the outside of the wheel by money and power and pleasure. And the world would have us believe that we can find happiness out there, and we can't. And I see my kids sometimes thinking, oh, if I find the right guy or the right girl, I'm going to be happy. Or if I get the best job, or if I just make more money, or if I get that house, or, you know, whatever the world is convincing us that we'll be happy if we get that. And then they're not happy. The minute you get what you think you needed to be happy, you want something else. So if you're on that outside of the wheel, seeking the things that the world tells you is important, you're going to be spinning around. There's going to be ups and downs. You're going to be happy. You're going to not be happy. You're going to be happy. You're going to not be happy. I've seen that happen with my children, and I know Christ is in the center. And like any centrifugal force, if you're in the middle, you're not going to feel all of the ups and downs as much. And so that's where I hope we can help our listeners come to that center, find Christ, so that their life feels balanced, so that they feel hope. And even amidst suffering, they're going to get it. They're going to be able to find joy even in the ups and downs of everyday life.
I'm sure glad this is recorded, because that was absolutely beautiful. Oh. And my first question is, have you written a book on this? Because you should if you haven't.
No, I leave the book writing to Father Rocky, which I will encourage everyone. You know, that he's got some great books. One of the best is Marriage Insurance. And he made this little joke and he said, okay, I think it was a group of pre-Cana couples, and he said, if you want to be sure that your marriage is going to work, he goes, I'll challenge you right now. You put up $100, and if you live these 12 precepts that I'm going to give you as a young couple, then if you get divorced, I'm going to give you $10,000. And he said, but you've got to live these precepts. And he talked about prayer and fidelity and date night and, you know, little tips to keep a couple together and working on their marriage.
That's awesome.
And someone heard the talk and said, Father, you should write a book. And he's like, okay, I will.
Okay.
So
okay.
Did.
Well, I'm saying to you right
That's
now,
great.
You know, write that book. We have written 3 books, and one of our books is Expecting Experience Miracles.
Loved
at which
it.
You read it. That's
I
right.
Did.
I love that. So my brothers and sisters, God wants to shower you with blessings. And what Linda Ruff, who is the executive at Relevant Radio on the executive committee, what she is saying to all of us through the Holy Spirit is there's a big difference between joy and happiness. People seek happiness, and often through the world, mm-hmm. like you said, through the pleasure, through money, through power, whatever it might be. But that does not give us contentment.
No.
That doesn't fill the holes in within our heart and within our soul. Only joy does. And Jesus talked about that. He said, I've come to bring you joy, and I've come to bring you life and life abundantly, John 10:10. So what's the difference between joy and happiness? Happiness is circumstantial. It's fleeting. It'll come for a second and leave. It's kind of like our UCLA basketball team actually winning a game, which, you know, is kind of rare. But in any case, what it's about as it relates to joy is Jesus over you. It's when you give your heart, your soul to Jesus, that lasts forever, and no one can ever take it away.
No one can take it away. Yeah, Bishop Ricken, who is on the Relevant Radio Board of Directors, he always encourages people to stop cursing the darkness. You know, we can all have dark periods of our life where we sort of maybe sink into a dark period. He said, don't curse the darkness. Light a candle. And when you light that candle of Jesus Christ in your heart, then the whole world looks brighter. You start to see good. I've always wondered, like with Mother Teresa or some of these people that were in the gulags and how they were joyful. And I'm thinking, how can you be joyful when, you know, you're surrounded by so much unhappiness and sadness? And yet they radiated this joy because it wasn't about them. It was about Christ. And I think that's a beautiful thing. And when you discover a treasure, you were saying, Steve, before the show, that when you discover a treasure, you have to share it. And I, my son just got engaged, and he just couldn't wait to tell people. And I think that's how we need to feel about our faith. You know, when something exciting happens in your life that is meaningful to you, that gives meaning, that transforms your life, you can't keep quiet about it. And I think in the scripture, they talk about it. Even when the Romans tried to shut up the apostles, they said, I have to talk about our Lord. I can't not, because it's so much a part of who I am.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are on Empowered by the Spirit. We're going to talk about how we spread the good news and really have light into darkness. We'll be right back. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and I'm radio host of the show Empowered by the Spirit. I've recently written a book, Expect and Experience Miracles, that is available on Amazon. And the reason we did that is because the Lord Jesus Christ wants to shower us with his love and shower us with his grace, which is unmerited favor. The definition of miracle is God's supernatural intervention in our lives. And Jesus does that all the time. Let's be open to it. Expect miracles, and you will see the grace that God has in store for you. God bless you all.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Join us this year at the annual Orange Catholic Foundation's Conference on Business and Ethics at Hotel Irvine, Friday, May 4th. This year's breakfast event will feature a keynote by Cardinal Timothy Dolan and a Lifetime Achievement Award for Modern Day's Coach of the Year, Bruce Rawlinson, and other surprises.
This is Father Dave Dwyer, and I'll see you on May 4th.
To purchase tickets or be an event sponsor, go to orangecatholicfoundation.org. That's orangecatholicfoundation.org.
Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are on Empowered by the Spirit with Linda Ruff, who is, we're so excited to have her here. She's on the Executive Committee of Relevant Radio, Chief Advancement Officer, and someone who's really on fire with the Lord. And when you really think about it, we talked about the road to Emmaus a little bit before the show, and where our heart's not burning. You know, Jesus told us in Luke 12:49, I've come to set the earth ablaze, and I wish it was already ablaze. I see that's what Relevant Radio is doing. There is so much pain and suffering, and Relevant Radio is bringing light and bringing hope. Tell us about what is going on with Relevant and how Relevant can fit into the spiritual growth of our radio audience.
Thanks, Steve. Well, we are really excited about partnering with every community that Relevant Radio is involved in, and we're trying to bring some of the things that we're doing on the East Coast and the Midwest to the West Coast and vice versa. And one terrific program that Immaculate Heart Radio had sort of spearheaded was the Parish Ambassador Program. And we know, and I know, you know, if one of your friends invites you to do something, you're much more likely to do it because out of friendship. And so that's what the Parish Ambassador Program is all about. It's about people sharing Relevant Radio. And I have to say, I've been involved in so many Catholic philanthropic organizations on boards, on helping with pro-life organizations in my hometown and around the country, and, you know, feeding the poor and caring for the marginalized through Catholic Charities and involvement with Catholic education. And all of these wonderful organizations, Relevant Radio wants to partner with them, share the mission, be part of teaching people why it's important. So we co-brand with these terrific local organizations and try to share their missions with our listeners too. And I think the great thing about Relevant Radio isn't just that we're sharing the mission. Every program is dedicated to teaching our listeners why they should care. You know, why should you care about the dignity of human life from conception to natural death? Why should you care about someone who's hungry or someone who's poor or someone who is uneducated or someone that hasn't been taught the faith? You know, how are we going to help our neighbors and our friends? And, you know, I think Cardinal George several years ago told me, Linda, the mission is here. We don't need to go to third world countries to find mission territory. It's in our neighborhood. It's across the street. It's within our own families. And I think that's what we have to be a big part of. So Relevant Radio is dedicated to asking, begging our listeners, bring this important, powerful tool that is Relevant Radio, that is our app. If you don't know how to pray the rosary, try the Relevant Radio app. If you don't know how to pray, we have In Conversations with God. We have great shows like Deacon Steve's and Morning Air and Patrick Madrid and Priest that will answer questions, your Catholic questions, every day on Relevant Radio. And we want to share that with the world. We're on social media. We know how important technology is for young people. So we ask our listeners to become parish ambassadors, to share Relevant Radio with their parish. You can sign up at relevantradio.com, click support and volunteer. We also encourage events. You know, we want to have events that encourage the faith. And Steve, I think, you know, you run conferences and do great things. So, you know, those are the kinds of activities that we'd like to share with people, get the word out and get people, thousands and thousands of people across the country to attend those kind of events.
My brothers and sisters, you are being called right now to be part of the Relevant world family, in a sense of saying yes to Jesus. And when you say yes to Jesus, you want to share the good news of how much Jesus loves us unconditionally, passionately. And Relevant Radio to me is like the action verb. It is like the Holy Spirit.
It is.
There are so many different events going on, but how do we communicate those events? How do we let people know about them? How do we get people excited about them? And that's exactly what Relevant Radio does, bringing hope. But I love how you work in the communities. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about radio shows. This is about, as you said, partnering with communities, partnering with a diocese, partnering with organizations that are doing great works.
And we are a voice for our shepherds. You know, one bishop, one pastor can't do the work. Every lay person, every Catholic, every Christian is called to be part of the body of Christ and part of this mission. And that's what we try to encourage our listeners to do. I thought your book was great on miracle moments.
Thank you. Expecting Experience Miracles, available on Amazon.
And it was terrific. And I'm a firm believer in Holy Spirit moments. And the Holy Spirit's always knocking on your door. So I travel all over the country talking to people about Relevant Radio and trying to plug in local communities with what we're doing. And I can't tell you how many hundreds of people over the last several years have said to me, the minute I turned on Relevant Radio, I heard exactly what I needed to hear. And that's a Holy Spirit moment. That's a little miracle moment that you, for some reason, turned on the radio and heard exactly what you needed to hear to uplift you, to give you hope, to transform your life, maybe to help your marriage. You know, people tell me that their marriage has been saved by something that they heard on Relevant Radio, or they experienced a conversion. We had a listener call the other day who hadn't been to confession for 40 years, and he started listening to Relevant Radio when he heard Father Rich Simon of Father Simon Says say how important it is, and that no matter what you've done, God's mercy is greater, and that forgiveness will give you new life. And he said, dang, if I didn't go to confession, told the priest 40 years, thought that he was going to be surprised by the long list of sins. And he said, he was so moved. He said thank you to me when I left the confessional. And it's really powerful.
My brothers and sisters, our Lord Jesus Christ said, behold, I make all things new, that we are a new creation, a new wineskin. When we say yes to Jesus, everything changes. And it's never too late. So many people think, well, I've done the unforgivable sin. No, you have not. Jesus is there waiting for you with open arms and basically saying to you, come to me, come to me. And it's understanding how much we're loved just even by a little bit that really transforms us.
Very true. And I'll give a little parenting tip to the listeners. On the Relevant Radio app, you can search the different programs and see what the topics of the day are. So I wanted to talk to my son about chastity and about respecting women and about being responsible, and he was 17, so he wasn't really into listening to Relevant Radio all the time. But I had heard this terrific program about theology of the body and a priest giving very solid advice to young men about sexuality and about respecting women and about the role of a father and the importance of living chastity, and I wanted him to hear it, so I set him up. And when I was driving him to and some of his buddies to a lacrosse meet, I played the podcast over the Bluetooth in my car. And they were kind of like, oh, mom, you know, like, do I have to listen to Relevant Radio? I said, this is my job. You don't have to listen. But I turned up the volume. And he heard it. A few weeks later, I hear him talking to some of his friends, and I heard him quoting Drew Mariani and some of the things that he had heard on Relevant Radio. So I'm telling you, it's such a powerful tool for teaching your kids in a way that isn't pounding them over the head with the mallet of mortal sin. It's listening and sort of gently inviting them to understand and love the truths of the faith. So it's a really powerful tool for parents.
And we need hope, and we need guidance, and we need to have information on how to share our faith with those closest to us. Because that's one of the biggest challenges. We're afraid to really talk about why we believe and why Jesus is so important to us, often to those even closest to us.
And Father Rocky says, on Relevant Radio, we tell the human story. And it's so exciting. We'll have a caller call in and share an experience in their life that's really powerful and meaningful. It could be a conversion. It could be a suffering. And that human story our listeners relate to. And then we have Monsignor Swetlin or one of our priests on the Inner Life giving them spiritual direction and hope and an answer and a prayer. And then the phones ring off the hook because there's so many other people that are having a similar problem or a similar experience in their life, and they feel uplifted by it. I also would like to share one of the most important things we do on Relevant Radio is pray for each other. And we take our prayer really seriously. So we have over hundreds of thousands of prayer requests every year, and they keep growing exponentially thanks to social media. But we take each of those prayer requests personally to the Blessed Sacrament and pray for our listeners. And we have people that call in for the Divine Mercy Chaplet or for the Family Rosary Across America, and they ask us to pray for them. And they know that there are hundreds of thousands, potentially millions of people praying for them. And the grace that is poured into their hearts with the hope that comes from a community of prayer, super powerful. And it does transform the world. So,
and God blesses us praying together as a community.
Mm-hmm.
And when we say yes to Him and we want to share our faith and share our brokenness, because we're all broken. My brothers and sisters, you may be listening to this and saying, oh, I'm just so unworthy and I feel so sinful. I often go to events and I'll talk about holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And the word holy means to be set apart. And we're holy because of what Jesus did. And when we say yes to Him, we assume His love and His forgiveness. And I'll ask people, raise your hand if you think you're holy. No one ever raises their hand. And then I'll ask them, raise your hand if you think anyone's holy. And there's priests in the room. There's all deacons and sisters and whatever. No one ever raises their hand. The point is that you are holy. Don't feel ashamed. Just say yes to God and turn your life to over to Him. But one of the most important things is to learn how to pray. And if you don't know how to pray, Relevant Radio will help you and teach you how to pray.
And I think the Relevant Radio app is such a beautiful resource. And if you don't know the rosary, and a lot of us haven't, we weren't taught the rosary as children. Even if we went to Catholic schools, I think if you're under 65, you may not have been taught how to pray the rosary in your Catholic school. You may not know the mysteries of the rosary. You may not know how to meditate. You may not have ever heard of the Divine Mercy Chaplet or the Angelus or the Memorare. And I think these are such beautiful prayers. You can pray with Father Rocky, with Father Dave, the rosary every day. You can learn and teach your children how to pray the traditional prayers of the Catholic Church, or we've got the gospel of the day. We have the word of the day on Father Simon Says. We've got I Pray with the Gospel on the app. There's so many resources. So I would encourage you, download the free app. Check out the menu and the shows. Check out the audio prayers. So easy and intimate. And if you don't like it, you can turn it off and try something different. So, and you don't have to even tell anybody that you're doing it if you don't want. So St. Jose Maria Escrivá is a saint who talks about holiness in your everyday life, that you don't have to spend all of your time in church praying, that you don't have to be a father or a sister or a deacon to be a holy person, that we all find opportunities to live holiness in our everyday life. You can elevate every human endeavor if you offer it to God. And I was a professional woman for 5 years before I gave up my career to take care of my children. I had 4 babies under 5 and had a very successful career as a CPA. And when I first quit work, I had a little bit of an identity crisis. You know, like people weren't valuing my work as a homemaker the way they valued my work as a CPA. And this priest helped me understand that changing diapers and doing laundry and trying to do everything that I did well for the sake of our Lord and offering up those little things of each day, smiling when my husband came home from work, even if I was tired. Those little things are little opportunities for holiness in the middle of the world. Being nice to someone that's mean to you, being kind to someone, taking time to listen to someone. These are aspects of holiness that can elevate our whole existence.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're going to come right back to learn more about everyday holiness and how you play a big role in that. We'll be right back.
underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the Diocesan Choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to OCCatholic.com/travel.
Now on DVD and digital download, a story about finding truth, meaning, and beauty in the last place they expected.
I can't become Catholic. What, am I insane? There's no way.
A film to encourage your faith and help you reach out to others.
I thought, this is just nonsense. These people are crazy. Atheism is much more rational.
Convinced, featuring over 20 of today's most interesting and articulate Catholic voices, including Jennifer Fulweiler, Scott Hahn, Abby Johnson, and Patrick Madrid. Get convinced now at convincedmovie.com.
This is Deacon Steve Greco. We are back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope here in beautiful Christ Cathedral. And what a guest we have, Linda Ruff, who is on the Executive Committee of Relevant Radio and Chief Advancement Officer. And we're talking about everyday holiness. There's no question in my mind that when we just say, Lord, help me get closer to you, we are right there on that road to holiness, and we are saying yes to him in such an important way. Now, you mentioned that everyday person, whatever they may be doing, going to their job, being a housewife at home. I have to say to you, you know, I have three children, and my wife was a teacher for a short period of time, but then we made the decision that if I was going to be traveling and so forth doing what I was doing, that somebody had to be at home. And mm-hmm. so we made that decision to have her at home. Well, when it came time for the kids in junior high, one particular year, one of our children said, well, you know, I don't know what to do. We're supposed to bring a parent to talk about what they do. And so my wife said, I want to come. I'm a home executive, and I am going to share the virtue and the complexity and the value of staying at home mom. And so she came and she said, I have to organize the finances. I organize events. I have to be, you know, and then one thing after another of all the different activities that she did to bring Christ into the home, but also just to run the household, mm-hmm. and how she needed to have her college experience and she needed to have really her wits about her to be successful. And it's so important to understand that where God has placed you, bloom where you're planted. Because that's one of the most important things for us to realize, that we're all of great value.
And I 100% agree with that, Steve. And I think that's the beautiful thing about, there's a concept that we call presence of God, and living presence of God every minute. And sometimes it, you can forget, like you start your morning with a morning offering, with a, I want to serve you, Lord, today, and help me figure out how to serve you. And then your day begins, and maybe several hours go by and you haven't called to mind our Lord or what he's trying to say to you during the day. So what I try to do is have little tips on my computer. My password is a little reminder to think of Jesus and how He wants me to serve him during the day. So I like to try to have little reminders during the day that I'm here to serve. Am I living my life and offering my work for our Lord? Am I mindful of the people that I'm working with or working for? Am I doing what I'm called to do as a Christian? And I think it living presence of God or trying to live presence of God is a wonderful way to keep you on the right road. And the more often you do it, the more often you sort of push yourself back on the road to Jesus, the more likely you are to be a kinder, gentler person, more likely you are to not give in to laziness or to pleasure or satisfaction that might pull you off the road a little bit. So I think presence of God is a good concept that a lot of people don't really think about.
That is awesome, and that really goes along with 1 Thessalonians 5 and following that says, Pray without ceasing, right? Mm-hmm. And rejoice always in all circumstances, give thanks. 5:16 and following on 1 Thessalonians. And what's so important about that is that take God with you wherever you are.
Mm-hmm.
If you're at work, if you're at school, if you're at home, wherever it is, take God with you and have that personal relationship. Have the presence of the Lord. And somehow, some way, be the light of Christ for people. Be hope. Be encouragement. Be that encourager. You know, that's one of the most important things for all of us. And that's, you know, you look at the relevant family and the relevant shows, each one of them in its own way is about encouragement. And that's so important in this day and age when we feel so broken and so beat down to say, hey, guess what? Don't give up. Don't give up. Don't give up. Have hope. Have encouragement. You're on the right track. We all slip and fall. And Paul talks about running the race. And that's what we're doing.
And every show on Relevant Radio will appeal to somebody. So if you turn on Relevant Radio and it's something that, you know, isn't appealing to you, well, turn it on again later in the day. You're going to hear something that's going to touch your heart, that's going to bring you closer to God, that you're going to be able to relate to. And I think that's how the gospel is. You know, I've probably personally read the gospel several times during my life. And each time I read it, I get something new, something more powerful. A story speaks to me in a different way. I think that's how the programs are on Relevant Radio. Sometimes you're going to turn it on and it maybe it's not going to speak to you. But if you keep turning it on, you're going to learn something and you're going to sort of be touched by something different with each show. So I'd encourage people to try different shows. Download the app, try different podcasts that maybe, you know, if you're always hearing one particular show and you're saying, this isn't really doing it for me. Well, try another show. Try Patrick Madrid, you know.
Or Empowered by the Spirit.
Or Empowered by the Spirit. Or Drew Mariani or Morning Right. Air or one of the other shows. You know, there's so many great programs. And if you're always in the car at 5 o'clock and you're always listening to the same person, try one of the podcasts, listen to a different show. You're going to find something that you like. And then I also wanted to just say, work is prayer. If you do it with
Amen.
The purpose that our Lord has meant for work to be, that is prayer. So you don't have to think that you always have to be saying a prayer, like, okay, I'm going to pray the Hail Mary every minute for the, you know. You don't have to do that. You want to go to Our Lady periodically. You want to pray the rosary if you can. But work is prayer if your heart is offering it to Jesus. So
it's all about being in the presence of God.
I think so.
And having a conversation with someone, being in the presence of God, is prayer, to your point. You know, and it's so important to understand that. I'm going to shift gears just a mm-hmm. little bit now and talk about young adults. We at Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry have a great passion for young adults, and we're putting on worship nights and Bible studies and all and prayer groups and so forth. Our young adults need to have the support and the encouragement, and Relevant Radio is a great vehicle for that.
Well, I am really excited about our young adult listeners. We just did had Arbitron and some of the big companies that do this research for us, and on the West Coast, our second most populated listening demographic are young people, 18 to 34 years
awesome.
Old.
Awesome. Awesome.
First is 35 to 59, and that's great, too. Those are parents. Those are important people, leaders in the community. But we are starting to resonate with young adults, and that's so exciting to me. We had a focus conference in Chicago this year. Thousands and thousands of beautiful, enthusiastic young adults seeking the faith. And this is a venue. What you do, Steve, these conferences, talking to young adults, getting them excited about the faith, giving them the potential of the Holy Spirit in their lives and how Jesus can transform their lives and give them that joy and happiness that we all seek. And as parents, we want to give that to our kids. So that is something that Relevant Radio is very dedicated to, co-branding with archdiocesan events like the men and women's conferences. LA has conferences where they have people, faithful Catholics, men and women, come together to learn more about the faith. And then you get uplifted by these fabulous events like Elevate is a wonderful conference that Relevant Radio sponsors. But once you attend a conference and you walk away like, okay, this is great, then what? You know, how are you going to take that high that you get from experiencing the Holy Spirit in community and live it every day? And that's where Relevant Radio comes in, because we're going to take what you got out of one of these fabulous conferences, and we're going to give you little tips to keep it front and center every day. So it's such a powerful tool. You know, some people say, and Father Rocky says this all the time, we go to church 1 hour a week and then we leave. We're in our car 8 hours a day or longer in L.A.
Yeah, there you go. Exactly.
You know, driving all over the place. What if that time in the car was spent with our Lord in prayer, deepening our faith and understanding, you know, through these terrific shows? Then that fabulous information, that Holy Spirit moment that you experienced at a conference would last. And that's what we're trying to encourage. We want people to live that.
That encouragement and to be built up in our faith is so important and so critical what Relevant Radio does. We're with Linda Ruff, who is an executive at Relevant Radio on the executive committee and chief advancement officer. Relevant Radio is making a difference. And so many people are saying to me, I listen to you. I have Relevant Radio on where whenever I drive, I'm being built up. I'm being encouraged. You know, life is a struggle. We all know that. We all know that we're living a life that is imperfect, and we have our ups and we have our downs, but we need to go to an oasis. And I see Relevant Radio as an oasis. It is that place where we can go and we can get the water, the living water. We can get the food that lasts forever. And so, my brothers and sisters, I strongly encourage you, put into your radio in the car the Relevant Radio station wherever you are and what's local to you. And when you get in the car, just get in the habit of playing it. Or, to your point, download the app and play it when you're at home, because listening sometimes when we're having that holy hour, our own personal holy hour of prayer, and we can listen also to a portion of Relevant Radio or to a show that can build us up, is also very important. So there's a variety of different ways that Relevant Radio can play a key role in helping us grow spiritually.
Absolutely. And I'm a multitasker, and I think everyone, you know, people, when I try to encourage people to take their faith more seriously and maybe grow in their prayer life, and they'll say, I don't have time. You know, my life is so filled with this and that and this and this, and I'm running kids over all over the place, or I have my job and I have to, my husband, or I have, you know, my social life or whatever it is. And as a multitasker, I found you can play Relevant Radio, plug your earbuds in, go for a walk, get on the treadmill while you're exercising. And I honestly think anybody who says they don't have 5 minutes to give to our Lord or 15 minutes to listen to the rosary or a podcast that can help them understand the gospel better, or they don't have 5 minutes to read the gospel, I don't think that person's being totally honest with themselves, because I personally think I'm a fairly busy person and I probably waste way more than 5 minutes a day. So it's all about priorities. And I would challenge all of our listeners to make Christ a priority in your life. You know, make your faith life a priority in your life. Take those 5 minutes to start reading the scripture every day, or take 5 minutes to listen to Relevant Radio, so that you can start to be fed what the Holy Spirit wants you to be fed. If you don't listen, you're not going to hear. When I was trying to grow in my prayer life, I realized that I was doing a lot of the talking and I wasn't listening. So I encourage everyone to listen to Relevant Radio, listen to the Holy Spirit in your life, and you're going to start hearing our Lord whisper what you need to do to get closer to Him and to be happy.
To be silent before the Lord is to open up your heart to hear how much God loves you. It's one of the most important things you can ever, ever do to get in the habit of doing that. We'll be right back to talk more about how you can play a very important role with Relevant Radio and with spreading the good news. This is Deacon Steve Greco. We're on Empowered by the Spirit.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together. Join us this year at the annual Orange Catholic Foundation's Conference on Business and Ethics at Hotel Irvine, Friday, May 4th. This incredible conference is packed every year with men and women who are truly making a difference in our diocese. It's also a wonderful way to raise funds to provide financial aid for students who are unable to afford a quality Catholic education. To sponsor this year's event or purchase tickets, go online to orangecatholicfoundation.org, and we'll see you on May 4th.
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Acclaimed actress Kristen Jasak brings her inspiring play entitled Person to Person to the Freed Theater at Christ Cathedral on May 31st and June 1st at 7 p.m. This critically acclaimed production animates the life and mission of St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Tickets are available at motherteresaproject.eventbrite.com or by calling 714-282-3045, 714-282-3045.
This is Deacon Steve Greco, and we are back on Empowered by the Spirit, high atop the Tower of Hope with Linda Ruff, who is an executive for Relevant Radio out of Chicago, chief advancement officer. And we're talking really about everyday holiness and how God has called us to be holy, to be set apart, to be filled with grace. Relevant Radio is a huge part of helping people with that everyday holiness. And you were mentioning the demographic about young adults and all the things going on with young adults. And our ministry, Spirit-Filled Hearts, in conjunction with Relevant Radio and different things that we do, are big supporter of young adults and young adults worship nights. And I have a shout-out to Andrew Laubacher, who is called A-Lob, 27-year-old evangelist, and he's right now on the road, but would definitely love for you to meet with him. But he is an evangelist, and he talks exactly what young adults need to hear about the issues, the challenges, the struggles. What the world has to offer is not what Jesus wants necessarily, especially as it relates to the problem with sexual relations out of marriage and so forth, and all the different challenges that are there. But to have these young adult worship nights and concerts, that's a big part also of what Relevant Radio can do, is to bring those on the radio to people across the country.
Absolutely. We try to support so many different events that not just young adults, but adults of all ages and children can also attend, families can attend. And we're working on updating our website right now. There's a events at relevantradio.com. You'll see an events tab, and soon you'll be able to click California, and events like Deacon Steve was just talking about will be on the Relevant Radio events page. You'll be able to click the link to learn more about the event. And that's part of one of our missions, is to share with our listeners through the Relevant Radio events page all the wonderful things that they can be involved with in their community, or sometimes nationwide. You know, we're having our national Elevate conference starting in 2019. We're going to be taking that across the country. We support the Men and Women of Christ, the Man Up Philly, the LA conferences, the Religious Education Congress will be at, and we want to share those events and those potentials for spiritual growth with our listeners. So most of our on-air hosts also speak at events all over the country, and we try hard to share where they're going to be with people, so you can meet your favorite on-air host from Relevant Radio. So many great things happening that will be the tool, you know, will be the platform for sharing those wonderful events with our listeners, Steve.
In many ways, Relevant Radio is like that engine, the engine to fuel the Holy Spirit, to fuel the spreading of the good news, to fuel catechesis. How can people help Relevant Radio? Because it takes a village. It takes all of us rowing together. How can they make a difference?
Well, I think the biggest thing is to listen and then to encourage their friends to listen. We found the number one way a person finds Relevant Radio is through their friend sharing Relevant Radio with them. So that's the number one thing. Listen, and please tell your friends about Relevant Radio. Get them to listen. The second would be, consider being a parish ambassador in your community. Sign up. Ask your pastor if you can spread the good word, maybe hang a bulletin up in your parish. If there's an event you know, let us know. Maybe we can help promote it. We want to help our parishes. We want to encourage people to get involved. Obviously, we're listener supported. It's time, treasure, talent. I think that's, you know, what everyone has to examine themselves and say, you know, what is the Lord asking for me? What have I been blessed with? Time, treasure, talent. If you have time and you'd like to volunteer, we have a job for you in spreading the gospel of our Lord. If you have treasure and you see how important this mission is, we greatly appreciate your support. You know, so there's so many things people can do. And in LA, Myra Brown is the director of advancement in LA and San Diego, and she's got so much energy.
And she's awesome.
She's awesome. And give her a call or send her an email, and she will get you involved. So,
you know, I love seeing the car bumper stickers. I know some people, you know, but it makes such a big difference. You're driving along and you see that and you go, oh, let me just bless them, you know, and it's just so important. So there's little things like that that you can do.
Sure. We have prayer cards you can hand out. If you want to talk about a specific event that's coming up, we can provide an ad for your bulletin. We have bumper stickers. We have a little fish magnets for people that don't like to put bumper stickers on their cars. And there's some great stories about people who have been evangelized, have come back to the church, have been converted because they saw a bumper sticker and they turned on the radio. Marriages that have been saved, people who have found our Lord because the car in front of them had a bumper sticker on it. So we kind of joke around that someday we're going to get to heaven and we're going to see thousands of people that we impacted just because we put a bumper sticker on our car.
Oh, amen,
so
amen.
Never know.
My brothers and sisters, as we take a look at Galatians 5, 22 and 23, the fruit of the Holy Spirit, love and joy and peace and patience and understanding and gentleness, but the word generosity is in there too. I have found that when you say yes to Him, time, talent, and treasure, as you mentioned, but that treasure often is the one that, well, okay, I'll do the others and I'll receive the other fruit of the Holy Spirit, but generosity, well, I'm not so sure. But generosity is often love in action. Generous with our time, generous with our talent, like the parable of the talents. Be generous with our financial resources often unlocks a lot of doors because we're saying yes to Him in a way that we step out in faith because people say, well, I can only afford whatever, X. My brothers and sisters, what I have found is that pray and say, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Time, talent, and treasure. What do you want me to give? The interesting thing enough is that when I've prayed, the Lord has often said, do you trust me? Mm-hmm. Do you trust me enough to say that for this worthy cause, like Relevant Radio, that you're going to give more than what you originally had planned? I say, yes, Lord, I do trust you. And the interesting thing enough is that the blessings come. It's out of Malachi 3. Test me. See what kind of blessings I give you. Relevant Radio is a 501c3, correct? It is a nonprofit. And it needs all of our listeners to say yes in prayer, yes in support, yes to be involved, but also yes, if at all possible, to help you financially.
Thank you, Steve. And you're absolutely right. We are listener supported. And I think God gives back a thousandfold.
Amen.
You know, and whenever we're generous, we get so much more back. And I think, you know, I'm a bargain hunter. I'm a mom. I have to, you know, be practical too. And when it comes to bang for your buck, you know, and you're trying to figure out where that you can only cut the pie up so many ways, Relevant Radio is the most powerful tool I've ever experienced in the Catholic faith for getting the word out, for impacting the most people, for helping the most organizations. When you support Relevant Radio, you're supporting every good Catholic organization in your community that we're promoting, that we're helping. You know, the bishops, the archdiocese, the diocese, the pro-life organizations, Catholic Charities, all of these organizations we promote, we wrap our arms around them, we wrap our arms around the whole community. And we teach people why they should care about things. We know if you're a Relevant Radio listener, you're going to care more about the sacraments. You're going to care more about your parish. You're going to be more engaged in evangelization. You're going to be more impactful as a faithful Catholic. And I always turn to Our Lady.
Amen.
As an example of faith, her fiat yes, when God asked her. And I always think, I mean, she's young, she's 15. And imagine the community, oops, I'm pregnant. And the humility that she had to have to say yes and to not say, no, wait a minute, you guys, that really, I wasn't with anybody. I don't know what's going on. And how people must have been sure, you know?
Sure.
And the real humility that Our Lady had to say yes, even though she may not have understood it at first, she may not have gotten it, but she knew that God had a role for her to play in our salvation, and she said yes. And I often go to her when I'm not quite sure what our Lord's asking of me and ask her to intercede on my behalf. She was at the foot of the cross. The sword pierced her heart. So when you're if you're a parent and you're suffering, if God's asking you to do something, you're not quite sure if you want to do it, that's the answer.
And my brothers and sisters, Relevant Radio helps us get to the answers.
It does.
Helps us get to this closer relationship with Jesus Christ. There are people out there who want to donate their time and their talent and make a contribution right now. How do they do it?
They go to relevantradio.com and they can click Give Now, or they can go to relevantradio.com/support, and then they'll see opportunities to volunteer either in the Parish Ambassador Program. They can email mbrown@relevantradio.com and ask questions. Myra can help them learn how to get involved in the LA community or the Orange County community, San Diego community, any place in California. She can plug them into the right people. So we have a wonderful team out of Loomis, just outside of Sacramento, that serves the West Coast and all of our Relevant Radio listeners. So if you have any questions, go to relevantradio.com. We have an information email address. If you have an event that you're interested in having us involved in or co-branding with, Myra can help. We can't help everybody. We try to spread the love around, but we are very interested in engaging with the local communities, helping our priests, helping our pastors, helping our bishops. So I just thank you so much, Steve, for having me on, for giving me this opportunity to talk with our West Coast listeners. Thank you to each of you for listening. Keep Relevant Radio tuned in and stay tuned. We're going to get bigger. We're going to get better. And we're going to hopefully do great things together.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you for being on the show, Linda. Mm-hmm. And thank you for your yes. Yes to Jesus. Yes to Relevant Radio. Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you and praise you for your love, for your Holy Spirit, for the fruits of the Holy Spirit. We thank you and praise you for sending us Relevant Radio. Bless us and heal us spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically. Draw us closer to you, Lord, that we may embrace you and embrace the love that you have for us through the power of the Holy Spirit, through the intercession of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, in Jesus' name. God bless you all, and I bless you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We will be with you next week at the same time. This is Deacon Steve Greco, and you have been on Empowered by the Spirit.
We're thrilled that you joined us today on Empowered by the Spirit, right here on Relevant Radio. Empowered by the Spirit is a production of Spirit-Filled Hearts Ministry. If you've been encouraged by what you've heard here on Empowered by the Spirit, contact us by email at empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. That's empowered@spiritfilledhearts.org. We look forward to being with you again right here next week on Empowered by the Spirit on Relevant Radio. God,
Underwritten by the Roman Catholic Diocese of Orange, a community of 1.3 million Catholic faithful on a journey of faith together.
Breaking news! A new and very special guest has been added for our Holy Land Cruise this July. None other than Bishop Kevin Vann.
Join Bishop Vann, along with Bishop Tim Fryer, the diocesan choir, and priests from throughout the Diocese of Orange on a pilgrimage to Vatican City and Rome, followed by a Mediterranean cruise that will take you to some of the most beautiful and historic sites in all of Christendom. Call 877-538-0010 or go online to occatholic.com/travel.